Is Bagua the same thing as Tai Chi? Or more accurately, is Bagua Zhang the same thing as Tai Chi Chuan? And the answer is no, they are not the same thing. In my serene repose as I think about this, I'm left to ponder on how many fucking times I have been mistaken for doing Tai Chi. Now, for most people, fine, it's an easy mistake to do because Tai Chi Chuan is so popular. And quite frankly, it is the only internal martial art that people know about. It's the most popular one to do, you see in the park. And Bagua Zhang, no matter what you've read out there on the internet or in books, it is not that popular. It is quite a niche martial art. But it does really piss me off when, especially on the Chinese side, where they see it, they go, "Hey, you're doing it too fast. You gotta do it slower." Why? Because you're doing Tai Chi, man. No, it is not Tai Chi. I'm doing Bagua. And Bagua Zhang, you can do slow, medium, or fast, or a bit of both. Or the other one is, no, I'm not gonna say it. But they're not the same thing. So I hope I've answered that question. Of the three internal martial arts, which one is the oldest? Well, this one is a little bit... it's going to piss a lot of people off with this answer. Bagua Zhang, as we know it today, with the five orthodox styles, it is the youngest of the three. Started in the late 1800s by Master Dong Hai Chuan. There is also Ba Pan Chuan or Bagua Chuan. There's a few other variants, and they're of the similar age. Tai Chi Chuan or Tai Chi, as we know it, is about 400 years old, and Xing Yi Chuan is about roughly about at least from written records about 400 years old, maybe 500. So, between the two, which one is the older one, Tai Chi or Xing Yi? I'm not really sure. And I don't really care because I am a one-trick horse and I deal with Bagua. Now, having said that, Bagua itself, as in walking the circle, is far, far older. And the records roughly show that it's a few thousand years old. But this is where things get a bit historically, a bit hazy, because we have to ask, what is Bagua? What is Bagua Zhang? And everybody agrees it is a form of walking meditation, and we walk in a circle. And if we just leave it at that, it can go back a few thousand years. And it's based around a shamanic practice of trance walking around a pole, trying to make the weather, trying to control the weather, or even better, communion with the spirits. And even that makes it far, far older. And you could say, well, that's a pretty international description of it, because there are many cultures around the world where dancing in a circle is very common. And throughout that, if we just look down the Chinese side of things, it, using palms, is a very unique Chinese thing. But as a martial art, as a dedicated martial art, probably about 150 years old, maybe almost 200 now. So it is a young craft. But you will find, where am I going with this? I guess what I'm trying to say is that it's it's a martial art with depth. And we all start learning this martial art because we want to become martial artists, we want to become kung fu masters. But as we go deeper and deeper into this art, we start to learn more and more the esoteric, the mystical side of things, the shamanic side of things. And as we go deeper in it, we realize it's more than just about martial arts and fighting. And it's almost like as if by walking the circle, we're going back in time. Not time travel in the sense of we physically travel through time, but we mentally and spiritually go back to the beginning. And it is a form of Qigong. So I thought I'd add those little bits in as a little reminder, as to make it a little more interesting. But are the two the same? No, they're not. And yeah, and I think part of the confusion on them being the same is because there are a lot of Tai Chi masters out there who also do Bagua, and then they say they're a Bagua master. And for most people, it's hard to tell the difference between the two. But they are very different martial arts forms and styles. Both, all three of them are internal, which means that their focus is Taoist, which means that they originate from China, which means that they look inward. And that, more importantly, the fourth thing is that the way they train the body is not about going hard, but about going inward. And it takes a long, long, fucking long time to get good at it. And it takes an even longer time to actually gain the benefits of going down this path. So for those of you who are seriously pondering whether you want to learn it as a fighting style, I would say, no, don't do it. You're going to go down the rabbit hole and you're going to get distracted. I would say go learn go do boxing, or go learn jiu-jitsu if that's your focus. You want to learn how to fight and you need quick results. Because learning Bagua is you have to confront the demons that are within you yourself. And it's hard to explain, but what happens as you get better and better at it, a lot of the internal demons that you may be carrying inside of you, problems, issues, they somehow get, I know how, but in this conversation, they somehow become manifest out in the real world so that we can take charge of them and so that we can deal with them. And that a lot of the problems that come after you get good at Bagua are actually just physical manifestations of the shit that's still all that is already inside of oneself. You know, I'm basically telling you that when you've learned how to fight and you thought you've dealt with most of your problems, all of a sudden here come a whole bunch of new ones. And yeah, you have to deal with them. And you have to overcome them. You have to surpass them. You have to rise above them. But what's it all for? You have to transcend who you are. That's what it's about. And I guess, because I've been looking on social media and seeing the pictures others are posting about it and stuff. And what you may find is you may end up being meditating more, doing Qigong more, you're going deeper more, you're discovering your soul or your spirit, and you're basically becoming a mystic warrior. Not the cliche video game, comic book stuff. I'm talking about the real original transcendence of a mystic. I don't know if Tai Chi teaches this. I don't know if Xing Yi teaches this. I don't know. I don't know if any of the other internal martial arts, they claim they're internal, teaches it or even goes down that path. Because I don't do them. But I do know that for Baguazhang, eventually you will get to a place where most of the learning is about being a mystic. Or in my case, as I keep getting asked these days, am I an alchemist? I say, yes, I'm an internal alchemist. But what does that exactly mean outside of the stereotypical cliches? I'm still trying to figure that one out because it's my journey. What does it mean to be a mystic? I'm still trying to figure that one out. I thought I knew what it was. And on some levels, it is exactly what it is. But then there's a much, much deeper level where I have to honestly say, I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. I'm just keep going down that rabbit hole because it's my nature. And I enjoy finding and discovering these things out about myself and the path and then expressing it to you guys. The battles will always be there. And you will always find a war that you're going to get involved in and you're going to fight. So don't worry about that. Navel gazing is what you do in your downtime while you wait for the next crazy event to happen. And this is the nature of Bagua. What the Tai Chi guys do, I don't know. So if you are a focused Baguazhang practitioner, keep going, keep discovering more about yourself. And yes, the simple answer is, no, Bagua is not Tai Chi. They're not the same thing. Yes, we have family styles like Chan, Wu, Cheng, and Yin, and all these other ones where they do a bit of Tai Chi, they do a bit of Xing Yi, they do a bit of Wu Dang weapon style, they do Bagua, and they can claim all of it. But it's more like, if you just do Bagua, you're like a cyclist. That's what you specialize in. Where these family styles is more like you're learning the triathlon. You're very good at all three, running, cycling, and swimming. And you could, you know, in the fields that a swimmer is no good at, which is running and cycling, you'll definitely beat them. But you can never beat the dedicated swimmer in the swimming pool. You can never beat the dedicated cyclist on the road. And you can never beat the dedicated runner on the track and field. But combine all the three and have them all together, very good. You'll beat them all. So that's a sports analogy, that they're different martial arts. They focus on different things. Part of doing Bagua is discovering what your flavor of Bagua is about. What did the original master try to get across when you are learning it? They're not all quite the same thing. So for the fourth time, before I go, to that question, is Bagua the same thing as Tai Chi? And the answer is no.